Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning at 6:14. Shake it off, Tom. Shake it off. Some things are harder to shake off than others. So, you know, sometimes I don't have to write comedy for this show. I just read the news. Okay, don't get me wrong now. I'm kind of excited that we're going green on Friday. But green doesn't mean everything's back to normal. Although some people say, well, yeah, because it's a green light. Why do they call it green? You see, New York State has a number system. They're on number 2 right now. They're expected to go to 3 on Friday. But they still have a couple more numbers. Not us, man. We got red, yellow, green. So green means go. Or does it? You heard in the news there at the top of the hour, the CBS reporter seems to think if people could get together in large groups and protest something like racism, then they could get together in large groups and rally around the president. What did my grandmother used to say? Two wrongs don't make a right, Tommy. Now, don't get me wrong. The protesting for racism is necessary. We are wakening up at last. But people running around without masks on and hugging each other, I don't know. We may have crossed the line there. So instead of admitting that, there may be a spike in coronavirus in towns where there were large protests, instead of admitting that, we say, let's have a good old-fashioned Trump rally. Somebody teach this guy. Again, two wrongs don't make a right. And speaking of wrong, this whole NFL thing has me blown away. We were kneeling down during the national anthem to show America we have a racist problem in the NFL. The NFL said, I don't know what they're talking about. We don't have a problem. And they brainwashed America into thinking there was no problem. So lots of athletes got suspended. Lots of them got fined. Some of them, maybe one, that Kaepernick guy, lost his career. And now, a couple of years later, the NFL says, you know what? I think we have a problem. Yeah, you got a problem. And speaking of problems and keeping it in sports, what is up with baseball? Now, you better have an answer by Wednesday. Are you going to play or aren't you going to play? Oh, I kind of wish my boss would have said at the beginning of this corona thing, hey, why don't you take 6-7 months off and keep your paycheck? We'll keep paying you to do nothing. And then when you feel like coming back, we'll sit around and argue about it. Do you come back at 75% pay or do you come back at 100% pay? Oh, and do you have to work every day or maybe just 76 days a year? Yikes, what is going on? Now, these are totally different topics, but really, it's the news. And sometimes the news is almost so absurd, it borders on comedy. But you know what? It's the kind of comedy that isn't funny. But what do I know? I'm just a morning guy, Tom Morgan, thinking out loud. Now on to the serious news. Today is National Donald Duck Day. What? Donald Duck is 86 years old today. Debuting in 1934, the cartoon called The Wise Little Hen. So today is National Donald Duck Day. Tom Morgan here in the Sunbury studio. Laura's at home in Elysburg. We'll check with her in just a bit. We'll check in with news coming up next. Mark has that. Rob the Sports Center with the latest baseball arguing and a hot AccuWeather forecast. You know, sticking with the theme of stupid news, I was reading this earlier this morning. They don't think it has anything to do with the pandemic, the whole coronavirus, but they are finding now that 4 in 10 adults have stomach problems. At least that's what your mom used to call it. Are you having a stomach problem? because of that funny noise. Yeah, 4 out of 10 of us have flatulence problems.
According to gastroenterology, over 73,000 people in 33 countries were surveyed.
Con le vostre gare offrite al mondo una vincente spettacolo di disciplina
e
di umanità.
Nearly half of those had at least one functional gastrointestinal disorder.
우리나라 여성들 하체 비만 많으시잖아요. 문제 없습니다.
야,
뿐이니까.
Patients reported chronic discomfort in every corner of the globe.
Stop it.
More testing is needed.
Ahora se vamos a juntar cuentas tú y yo, desgraciada.
But first, they need to invest in air fresheners and ceiling fans.
Oh, sure. Blues gibt's das offenbar nicht, wie wir alle wissen. Und es gibt die ein oder andere Band und die Stones sind sicherlich das.
Yes. Oh, boy. Just to have that second cup of coffee and head to the bathroom. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. 6:47. We'll check with Laura coming up in a couple minutes from her kitchen table in Elysburg. You know, the news is starting to calm down. We're going green, like we said earlier this hour. So now it's time to, like, insert other news. Stuff we wouldn't be talking about. Like, the 4 likeliest states to legalize marijuana first. I was like, I read that this morning. I was like, wait, what? You remember when, like, the medical use of marijuana was the big story and almost every county had their little places popping up? Hey, they're going to take the old factory building in Danville and turn it into a marijuana clinic. And then, what, marijuana growing in Shamokin Dam? Legally? Woo! You know, everybody, and then we get distracted by other things, and likely so. Rightfully so. A global pandemic. Sure. But back to that news story. The 4 likeliest states are New Jersey? Of course. Mississippi? Never would have been on my list. Arizona? It's too dry there to grow your own. And South Dakota. Wow. State symphonies are rehearsing for the historical moment when all states have legalized marijuana. Sounds a little slow, doesn't it? Sounds a little dizzy. Oh, yuck. What is that smell? Nonetheless, it's a beautiful piece of music. Is that a bong in the orchestra? Well, good luck with that. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Tom Morgan here in the studio. Laura's at home. Dance, dance, dance. What are you doing, girl?
Dancing, of course.
Oh, there it is. So nice to hear from you. And
good morning.
I just want you here standing across the counter from me. Oh, wait, I did that yesterday at this time and you scolded me and told
me. It's coming. You just have to be patient, Tom.
I can't wait.
You just have to be patient.
I can't wait.
It'll be okay.
The Trump rallies will be back before Laura. That's not fair.
I mean, okay.
Here's something.
I don't know if I want to be compared or connected to Trump rallies in capacity.
No.
That's cool.
That's where the absurdity is. Okay. The rallies are coming back and Laura's not. I thought you...
But I am. Again, I remind you, we had this conversation last weekend, yesterday.
I know.
In July. There's a plan in place.
I am protesting.
No need. I'm okay with the plan. You should be okay with the plan.
I am not.
Everyone should be okay with the plan.
I'm not okay with the plan. I've spoken.
Okay. Good for you. You exercise your right to speak your mind.
There
and
it
I'm
is.
Just going to continue to say, take a deep breath and smile, Tommy.
All
this
right.
is all good.
Okay. I was thinking of you and your husband, Keith, who like to randomly hike up mountains in other countries.
We do.
10 years ago, an art dealer who's obviously a millionaire, his name is Forrest Fenn, He hit a treasure chest worth at least $1 million somewhere in the Rocky Mountains, and he put vague clues on where to find it in his very own autobiography. Now, I don't know how many people read the autobiography of Forrest Fenn. However, this is him explaining what he did.
I found a beautiful little treasure chest. I started filling it up with wonderful things, jewelry, 2 gold nuggets weigh over a pound apiece, 265 gold coins, double eagles and eagles, and just wonderful things from my collection. And I took it out and put it very secret in a very dear place. I walked back to my car smiling, and I'll tell myself, yeah, I really felt good. Because wow. I had done something that I had dreamed about for a long time.
First of all, if you're a multimillionaire and you do something like that, that's totally cool.
I think that's amazing.
Right? Well, this was 10 years ago, Laura. And okay. over this past weekend, I know we get distracted with other news stories, but over this past weekend, somebody found it. It's worth $5 million.
Yes, good for them.
And the first thing I thought of is like Laura and Keith hiking around, and all of a sudden, and this would be right up Keith's alley, right? He'd be like, hey, look, Laura, a treasure chest.
He'd be a bit more excited than that, but that's almost the level of excitement that he would be at.
Yeah, and your excitement, you'd be like, look, it just looks, oh my God, it's more than just a box. Dig it up, Keith, dig it up. He'd be like, yeah, I'm going to dig it up now. And you'd be, oh, my God. And they'd pop it open, and you'd see millions of dollars worth of treasure. And you would say, we're rich. We could retire. And Keith would say, yeah, that's cool.
That's pretty much how it would go.
News is next. I could honestly say I haven't heard that song in about 20 years. Cy Curnin was the vocalist's name. The Fix was the band. Reach the Beach was the album, and Saved by Zero. My buddy Eddie used to get drunk and sing that song. It was so stupid. So, isn't it funny how you have...
My buddy Eddie.
he was from Mahanoy City. Cut him a break. You know, he's like, I don't know. He was the first person to escape from Mahanoy City to go away to college at the University of Scranton.
Okay. And not become a member of the Molly Maguires.
Exactly. And Eddie was like, random moments of a festive occasion, he would be walking around going, maybe I'll win. Saved by Zero. Go lay on the couch, Eddie. You've had too much. It is just about 7:15. Tom and Laura in the morning. You found something, a survey, which is interesting. And I think we should share it with the audience about what we miss, right?
Yeah, so there's a survey floating around. As the Valley prepares to go green, the rest of the Valley goes green on Friday, right?
Yay!
That there was this, just a survey, you know, what's the number one thing that you missed during lockdown? What did you just desperately want to have happen or go to and you couldn't?
Right. So everybody's probably got their own ideas. But you're going to post the list and see if Central PA matches?
Well, here's the top five, okay. Right? So, there are no particular order, just five things that most people said that they missed.
Okay.
Concerts, restaurant bars, that's one category.
Mm-hmm.
Sports, salons, and school.
Now, when you say sports, is it like I talked about yesterday, missing professional baseball, or is it like your kid's soccer game or something?
I think we should lump them all together.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Sure.
Like whether you're missing professional sports, being able to watch it on TV, or going to watch your kiddo play.
Yeah.
Whether it's ASO soccer or Little League baseball, you know?
Yeah, just have them post up that. If you're a mom, dad, you know, maybe you're a coach even, say you miss that. I was just talking to him.
Yeah, we want to know. We want to hear from you. So I'll post it up on the 94KX Facebook page. Just comment. Let us know what you missed.
You're going to think this is corny. All right.
No, that's okay. Go ahead.
The number one thing, and you know I miss my Boston Red Sox. You know. And you know I miss my Spyglass concerts. You know that.
Oh, yes.
But I think the number one thing I miss is my Lore.
Oh, Tom. That's so nice.
Well, I could be nice sometimes. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning with Late Night TV.
Response to calls from prominent NFL players, Commissioner Roger Goodell released a statement over the weekend apologizing on behalf of the league for not listening to players earlier. That's right, the NFL feels so badly that they're this close to scheduling another fake workout for Colin Kaepernick.
Tom and Laura in the morning. Life worth talking about.
Good morning. Good morning.
Life worth talking about. 94.1 WQKX.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. We'd like to do a good news segment. But first, let's check Laura's social media. I think this is an interesting poll, and I do want everybody to become involved. How's it going so far?
We have lots of great comments. One that someone brought up that wasn't in that top five, the parks.
Oh, yes.
Going to a playground.
Oh.
Being able just to let the kids go to a location and just play.
Yeah. If you missed the survey, by the way, we gave it earlier this hour. What do you miss most since the coronavirus broke in March? Parks and playgrounds. That's excellent answer. Who said that? That's a way to go. Thanks for listening.
Her name is Sarah Warner.
Hey, Sarah.
She said another one. Now, this is someone. Delaney.
Okay.
Girl, you're speaking to my heart.
Oh, here we go.
Wine tasting. Going to a winery, standing at a counter, just trying some stuff out.
Yeah, you know? I like that too. I like when they come to the studio, we try some stuff out too, yeah.
So do I. Lots and lots of people saying hair salons, any kind of salon, of course. And then somebody mentioning our friends at Knoebels.
Aww, I do miss Knoebels. Please open soon, please.
I think they will be, but probably again, not until July.
And you know how when things open, everybody just goes there? I've been seeing this a lot. Like, everybody just goes there. I think when Knoebels opens, people will just rush there, and everybody will be on the merry-go-round at the same time. Be like, yeah!
Right?
You know? I think that's...
Get that brass ring.
That's right. That's a great response. Whoever said Knoebels, thank you. We are asking on social media this morning the things you miss the most since March. And sometimes... it's the simple things. We talk a lot.
Yeah, a couple people said family because they could not go and visit them, which is very sweet.
Yes. I miss my family in upstate New York, that's for sure. And the wineries in upstate New York, too. So there you go. Yeah. So keep letting us know. Maybe it's something as simple as your youngsters' Little League or I guess all the sports, soccer, and some middle school field hockey was supposed to be starting up, that kind of stuff. You know, let us know. Let us know right down to the simplest little thing. We want to know what Central PA thinks. We talk about the simple things a lot, Laura. And good news today, there's a video going viral. Look it up. It's a little girl who asks her dad to come splash around in a mud puddle. So he did. I think it's great that dads jump in when they're called on, except for when the audio doesn't want to play.
Come here.
There it is.
Come here. Come on. Come on.
Come here, she said.
Body puddles.
That's the kind of dad I was. So you throw your clothes in the laundry, you know, and you get over it. That's just
great
stuff.
It's the simple things in life, right, that bring the most joy.
Mm-hmm. We've talked about it before. My kids used to love a good thunder shower so they could gather up all their Barbie dolls and stick them in the rain ditch and watch them go down the hill. That was weird.
That is so funny.
It's the simple things that you could do at home when Knoebels is closed.
Yes, very true.
Go jump in a mud puddle. That sunshine on my Sunday bed. 94KX, Tom and Laura, feeling good because it's Try It Tuesday, where Laura, for the past 11 weeks, has been trying stuff at home. Now, rumor has it, you're redoing something we did at the beginning of the pandemic, but it's like a new and improved? What's going on?
Well, it's not a new and improved. It's just not. It's just a cleaner, not a sanitizer.
Oh.
Although you could make it a sanitizer if you wanted to.
Oh, okay.
And actually, you just gave me an idea. So I'm going to go look in my pantry, my cabinet, and see if I have that extra ingredient.
All right, because I remember we were the first to bring you homemade hand sanitizer and then homemade cleaner sanitizer on Try It Tuesday.
Yep, like Lysol spray.
Right.
You have to use alcohol that's at least 70% or better, which means get yourself some green or some rubbing alcohol. But I actually use kind of a DIY green cleaner everywhere in my house.
Okay.
Like, you name the surface, I spray this on it. So it doesn't matter what it is.
So this is what you're going to make for all of us?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay, so...
I actually ran out yesterday. Last night after dinner, I was wiping down the kitchen counters. I was like, oh, I'm almost out. And I was going to do something different for Try It Tuesday. And I was like, oh, I'll make my cleaner.
A multi-purpose cleaner.
All right. Yep, all-purpose cleaner.
All right, coming up next hour, we'll try it on a Tuesday with Laura from home. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning on a Try It Tuesday. She's got her chemistry set ready. So.
Yes, I do.
Everything's in the kitchen. She's got a funnel. She's going to make some brand new multi-surface cleaner that you can make yourself. This is a cool idea, given the fact that we may have run out of our original batch from, 12 weeks ago? Wow.
Well, here's the other thing, too, is that this is cheaper than buying pre-mixed cleaner. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No.
But if you're looking to save some green, maybe you've been at home, maybe you haven't been working, most people probably have these ingredients around the house. Dish soap.
Okay.
Some kind of vinegar,
all right.
Baking soda. You can make your own all-purpose cleaner in 2 seconds.
And that's interesting to note that you don't have to go to the store to buy ingredients to make something that you could buy at the store. You probably already have the ingredients in your house, right? So
exactly. So if you run out, you can just kind of like mix it on up in a mason jar, put it on a dish rag. You could use a cup, a glass, a Tupperware container. It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't even have to be fancy, right? If I add essential oil to something, it's because I want it to smell nice and I have that on hand. You can skip that step.
Okay.
No big deal.
Yeah. You could just make it smell like cleaner, but what is your essential oil choice for this new batch?
This is a citrus scent that I got, and it's called Clean House.
Oh, wow.
And it's pretty strong, so you only need like 5 drops of it for the entire container that I'm going to make.
And for those of us who can't watch right now, how much are you making? Are you making like a 50-gallon drum, or what are you doing?
No, I'm just making a spray bottle.
Okay, good.
That's it.
Like we did here originally about 12 weeks ago.
Yep.
And we're almost out here in the studio. That is a clue on how long this thing has been going on. So it's been about 12 weeks. Now, originally, if people were listening now, Laura, and they listened to us originally, we just made like a sanitizer. Now you're making a multi-surface cleaner sanitizer. So that's cool.
Yeah. And I'll be honest, I spray this on everything. Glass, counters, floors, furniture, the stovetop, you name it. I spray this cleaner on it and I have yet to have it damage anything.
Wow. Well, that's good. That's very good. Mm-hmm. So I know I sparked an interest in you people, and Laura has everything ready to go on Facebook, right?
Yes, I do. So head to the 94KX Facebook page now. I'm going to go live and we'll talk Try It Tuesday and a little DIY cleaner.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. I'm looking at a survey. I'm looking for things to talk about while Laura makes industrial strength cleaner at home. Okay. And how did it work out? You okay?
Okay, so here's the thing.
Uh-oh.
I was trying to go quickly for the video.
Oh, no.
So I didn't pour the vinegar into the diluted baking soda water mixture.
Okay.
Which, if you dilute it enough, it shouldn't react. You want it to bubble because
yes.
You want it to clean stuff.
All right.
But I poured it too fast and it exploded.
Oh, see, this is what we used to have intern Nick for. You don't have him at your house.
I mentioned him on the Facebook Live. I was like, this is like when intern Nick and I tried to do a chemical reaction in the studio and it didn't work.
Yes.
It just exploded all over my kitchen.
Well, remember when it didn't work and we, how would you say, we zhuzhed it a little bit and then it did work.
And then it did work. It worked really, really well.
It worked so well, Nick had to go get a mop. But anyway, so.
Here's the tip, friends.
Okay.
When you add baking soda and vinegar together, it bubbles. which does what helps the cleaner clean. So you have to dilute it with enough water and pour slowly.
Slowly.
Half of that video was just me laughing hysterically. I'm serious. By myself with the dogs. The dogs are like, what are you doing?
At least they weren't licking it up off the floor. You know, so.
Luckily, none of it's harmful.
Okay. All right.
Because it's all natural. Do you know what I mean? And I didn't add the soap in yet.
Well,
so we're good to go.
Soapy vinegar baking soda mix for a dog with a little rubbing alcohol in there. He'll be okay. Anyway.
No rubbing alcohol in this one. Needless to say, my kitchen countertop and floor is clean. I don't need to clean for the rest of the day.
Incredibly clean. There you go. All right.
Oh my God.
If we could change gears a little bit, I want to check on our social media poll today because I'm reading this other article. They asked 500 disease experts what would be easier to go get. And they're saying, you know, you might be a little hesitant in going to get a haircut. However, our survey says everybody's missing the salons and they want to get their hair done. What?
Oh, all right. Okay.
But the number one thing on the list was overnight stays. And I'm thinking, well, I'm going on vacation early July.
You are?
I'm trusting that that condo is going to be clean. I hope.
I would hope the condo is clean.
Now I'm starting. But anyway, big on the list, people are still going to be hesitant to shake hands. They should be. Okay. And they're going to be hesitant to see their friends again. I'm hoping you could trust your friends, but you know your friends better than anybody else does. So if you know your friend may have been hanging out in a club in New York City or something, you might
want to.
I mean, come on, let's all just be careful. But anyway, to recheck our Facebook, Laura asked early this morning what we missed the most since March.
A lot of people are commenting live music.
Okay.
Several others commented Knoebels.
Yay, Knoebels.
Family has popped up a bunch. Mm-hmm. And then this one was super specific. Socializing out and about with good friends over a cold one.
Nice. Who said that? First name. Way to go.
Ian Marshall.
Who's that?
Ian.
Ian. Thank you, Ian. Because that's the truth. We have talked about this before, Laura, the simple things, right? Like, I just miss, like, walking into the corner bar, like my favorite watering hole, the El Rancho, just walking in there and everybody goes, Morgan, like Norm. And I'm like, hey, guys, you know, and sitting down and just checking in on people and life and friendly stuff.
Wow. Exactly. It's coming. Soon, 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 soon.
Soon. Very good. Feel free to still chime in, right, Laura?
Yes, please. Head on over to the 94KX Facebook page. Watch my Try It Tuesday fail and comment on our survey post.
Laura in the morning. Coming up, Chad Evans in just a few minutes. Mark Stevens is on in the afternoon, and he's got a chance for you to win a $20 Wise Market gift card today. Yeah.
Ooh, that's right. You have to listen for the sound of sizzling, the cue to call if you're the 10th caller. That's right. Instant win, and then you're in to win even bigger.
I love when you win right away just for calling, and then you have to wait a couple weeks to see if you win even bigger. Our winner yesterday morning was very excited about that. I mean, from the smallest prize to the biggest prize, it just pays to listen, you know?
Absolutely. Mm. It pays your grocery bills, that's for sure.
Yeah, Wise Markets wants you to celebrate Independence Day, 4th of July. That's just around the corner, and they want you throwing the Wise Market meat on the grill.
Sounds like a plan for summer success to me.
Yeah, you know what's cool about Wise Markets is they have their own meat plant right in Sunbury, PA, so you don't have to worry about where the meat's coming from. And they also do quality cuts, and they always have plenty in stock. So 4th of July is coming. Let's get ready.
Mm. Good stuff. Shop locally with Wise Markets and win with 94KX.
Mark Stevens this afternoon. Remember, your chance to win with Wise Market could happen anytime, but hint, hint, Mark is on this afternoon. We like to wrap up our show with the thought for the day. Every day, Laura digs up something, and what do you got for us today?
I have a quote from James Baldwin. Hmm. We're in a time of, I think, some change.
I hope, yeah.
And he says, not everything that is faced can be changed, but nothing can be changed until it is faced.
Wow, that's perfect. I mean, even if you can't make a change, you won't know unless you try, right?
You won't know until you start. And that's the first step. Just make a start.
Perfect. That quote again as we say goodbye?
Not everything that is faced can be changed, but nothing can be changed until it is faced.
Have a good day, everybody.
Bye, guys.